Now, what about the question of doing an adjuvant trial, looking at, FOLFOX, Bev, and cetuximab?
I don't think we are ready for that. I think before we can plan that, we need a bit more insight in the ongoing adjuvant trials, the two bevacizumab trials and the two cetuximab trials that are running, FOLFOX plus or minus cetuximab. One is running in the US, one is running in Europe in the ERTC PETAC structure. So the PETAC study is running very fast. We will end recruitment before summer this year.
Are there other data that you think are important to see before, again, an adjuvant trial would come out? Or is there anything that you're expecting over the next year or two trials that you think will mature that will help make the decision about whether a trial like this should go forward?
Yeah, I think the more insight in the history of the KRAS markers that we were discussing earlier, until now, the data that we do have on this KRAS story are in chemorefractory patients. The important question, and we will see very soon data, is this KRAS story as strong in the first line when patients are treated with FOLFOX, cetuximab, panitumab, or with FOLFIRI, cetuximab, panitumab? If that is also shown, then that's going to be important knowledge also to build in future strategies for adjuvant trials. Then you could think of an adjuvant trial in this enriched population, for instance. But a bit more insight in this story, in this emerging data, is needed.